Blog Talk Radio.
He looks good in natural run. Roger.
BCS arm switch is on.
Okay, Victor.
Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle.
Circuit breakers in.
We have separation. Inboard, downboard, they're on. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Number three.
Pitch your pitch to zero.
Pitch it out. I can't hold out to two.
Direction alpha.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
It looks like the Sand People did this all right. Look, the Scaffy Sticks, Bantha Tracks, I've never heard of them hitting anything this big before.
They didn't, but we are meant to think they did. These tracks are side by side. Sand People always ride single file to hide their numbers.
These are the same Jawas that sold us R2 and 3PO.
And these last points, too accurate for Sand People. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
But why would Imperial troops want to fight a Jawa? If they placed the robots here, then they have learned who they sold them to, and that would lead them back home.
Oh, wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
You know, this is life to pass away. For life presents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me.
Fear of life is a path to the dark side. Death is a natural part of life. Rejoice for those around you who transform into the Force.
The sun will die and burn the night away. He stood before me, was my enemy. Come to take away my liberty.
Now you will experience.
I'd rather be afraid to be 25 pounds. He's in handcuffs and face down. You have heard lawyers say up to 7 individuals working for the sheriff or jail are in the cell. Both women and men deputies forcibly removed all of her clothes.
The shadow of grief, that is.
When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
Last, the Jedi are no more. Not if anything to say about it. I am. At the end, your rule is not shocking enough at war.
However, the space that you are currently on is an endangered species, has endangered species on it, and you will need to remove your tent and your tarp at this time. And I'm asking again for your voluntary compliance.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like Matt through a loop.
They want to die in indifference. They want a drug. We could be tested. We could be proven. But all we really want is life.
Thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled shit in Louisiana.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting live, understanding the times in which we live today. Of course, I've got the usual heretics following me around here tonight. Apparently, I guess, got an email or something about, Tony Talk or something. I don't know. I don't even pay attention to that nonsense no more. But, so I guess something about his show got suspended or something. I don't know. But I don't play into that nonsense. Just get to the news here real quick, and then anybody wants to call in, they can, 657-383-0616, 657-383-0616, press number one. I don't screen callers, uncensored, unscreened. 3 weeks ago, when looking at the unprecedented labor shortage that is crippling the U.S. economy, even with some 100 million Americans not in the labor force, okay, we said that there is a simple reason for this paradoxical phenomenon. Trillions in Biden stimulus now incentivizing potential workers not to seek gainful employment, but to sit back and collect the next stimulus check, the next stimmy check for doing absolutely nothing in what is becoming the world's greatest under-the-radar experiment in universal basic income. Consider the following striking antidotes here from Bloomberg. Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, Melissa Anderson laid off all three full-time employees of her jewelry-making company, Silver Chest Creations, in Burkesville, Kentucky. She tried to rehire one of them in September and another in January as business recovered. To come back, she says. They're not looking for work. Sierra Pacific Industries, which manufactures doors, windows, and millwork, is so desperate to fill openings that it's offering hiring bonuses up to $1,500 at its factories in California, Washington, and Wisconsin, and rural Northern California. The Red Bluff Job Training Center is trying to lure young people with extra large pizzas in the hope that some who stop by can be persuaded to fill out a job application. We're trying to get inside their head and help them find employment. Businesses would be so eager to train them, says Kathy Garcia, the business services and marketing manager. There are absolutely no job seekers. Even more amazing, a stunning 91% of small businesses surveyed by the NFIB said they had few or no qualified applicants for job openings in the past 3 months, tied for the third highest since that question was added to the NFIB survey in 1993. But what is most striking is the context on these figures. Recall that just 1 year ago, the unemployment rate was a Depression-era 14.8%. And while it has since dropped to 6%, it remains well above the 3.5 rate of February 2020, before the pandemic. So judging from the jobless rate, which the Federal Reserve tracks closely, there's still plenty of slack in the labor market. Only if one goes by the complete lack of workers, there isn't. Oh, boy, this is insane. This is totally insane. And we've been predicting this for a long time now. This was confirmed by the results of the latest April NFIB Small Business Survey, which found that a record 42% of companies reported job openings that could not be filled. That's half, almost half. The key quote from NFIB chief economist Bill Dunkelberg was, "Main Street is doing better as state and local restrictions are eased, but finding qualified labor is a critical issue for small businesses nationwide." And the explicit admission that Biden's trillions in stimulus are behind the predicament. Small business owners are competing with the pandemic and increased unemployment benefits that are keeping some workers out of the labor force. As if it was clear, the NFIB added that finding ineligible workers to fill positions will become increasingly difficult for small business owners. 7% of owners cited labor costs as their top business problem, and 24% said that labor quality was their top business problem. Finding eligible workers to fill positions, open positions, will become increasingly difficult for small business owners. Illinois-based Portfolio Hot Dogs, LLC, boosted hourly wages in markets including Arizona, Michigan, and Florida, and is offering $250 hiring bonuses. The chain has hired social media influencers and built a van called the Beef Bus to help recruit. Still, many of the chain's 63 restaurants remain understaffed, said Jody Rusk, Pork Hill's vice president of talent. "We are absolutely struggling to get people to even show up for interviews. To be sure, it's not just entry-level places that can't find workers. Full-service and high-end restaurants like Wolfgang Puck, Spago, Beverly Hills, where servers can earn $100,000 a year with tips, also are struggling to recruit workers," Puck said in an interview with the WSJ. "That expanded unemployment benefits and new options like personal chef gigs are contributing to staffing shortages at Spago and other restaurants and other restaurants of his. I don't think we should pay people to stay home and not work if there are jobs available," he said. Summarizing the data, Rabobank's Michael Every wrote that Biden's generous unemployment benefits are ironically helping to push up wages at least temporarily. Well, if it is, you know, well, if it is unemployment benefits that is causing a labor shortage, why not do away with said benefits? Of course, that is far easier than said than done. They can't do that. They just can't. And I'm going to explain why right here. According to Yahoo, Montana plans, according to Yahoo, Montana plans to stop some of its federally funded unemployment benefits to address the state's severe workforce shortage. According to its Labor Department, which will leave many out of work, residents without any support at all, nearly every sector in our economy faces a labor shortage. Governor Greg Gianforte, a Republican, said in a statement, "What are these weird names, man? Every single article, weird names." On Tuesday, echoing what was we said last month, namely that the vast expansion of federal unemployment benefits is now doing more harm than good. Instead, the state will do do the correct thing and begin offering return-to-work bonuses to help employers looking to hire. You know, it's the quality of work, too, out there that you have to be very, very careful of. I mean, but you have we talked about this years ago, the quality of products that places sell. Go to Home Depot, you buy a shovel, you stick it in the ground, and the thing snaps in half. You know, you're raking up leaves with a leaf rake, and the thing snaps in half. I mean, you know, I have had that happen to me dozens of times. It's garbage. Everything's made out of garbage. Montana's move to end these fully federally funded UI programs along with the COVID-19 exceptions is cruel, ill-informed, and disproportionately harms black and indigenous people of color and women, Alex Tapia, unemployment insurance campaign coordinator at the National Employment Law Project, told Yahoo. Money basically slamming the decision as both racist, here we go, racist, and sexist. Ending these programs would leave 22,459 people unable to support their families and hurt thousands more. Montana's unemployment rate was 3.8% in March, down from its 11.9% pandemic peak in April, according to the data, Labor Department. The federally funded unemployment programs run through September 6th nationwide. Montana's cancellation would cost workers at least $3,000 per worker in supplement benefits if they couldn't find work through the program. You know, this is a severe problem because if they come out with another round of stimulus, which from what I hear now is that's what they're planning on doing. I don't know how true it is. You don't know what you can believe on the internet anymore. But if that does happen, that will definitely slam that. They're going to wipe out the small business in this country one way or another. Either paying, you know, getting rid of the workers, regulating them to death, or doing, you know, it's just insane. You know, so far, Montana is the first and only state to fully opt out of the federal unemployment benefit programs enacted in the pandemic and currently extended by the American Rescue Plan. Signed into law in March as a way to incentivize workers to return to work, the state is offering a one-time return-to-work payment of $1,200. So the state's just as guilty. The state's saying, you know, they're bending the program and then paying them to come back to work. But, you know, this is part of the plan here, I would say. I mean, this is just insane. Walmart labor shortage caused a surge in late orders. I mean, you see a lot of these shelves starting to become empty. And, you know, if you notice, the grocery store is going to be affected. They don't have the truck drivers to deliver the food anymore. So, you know, this is insanity. And I think we, you know, on the other podcast there, the other night, we got into a big discussion about this guy that got let out without bail. He did get bail, actually. So somebody sent me an email. I'm just reading from an email right now. He did get bail. He actually did put down conditions, and he's not allowed to see his children either. So he's under strict conditions, basically under house arrest. So I'm not going to get into that unless somebody calls in and brings it up. That was a big discussion the other night. Let's see here. Monetary pumping and idle resources. You know, I read the comments below here. They're hilarious. If I didn't commit to 4 more years at my current job, I would be there in a heartbeat. That would be awesome. Yes, it's really excellent. All right. All right, let me check the call boards here, see anybody there wants to come in, call in. I got a couple things here lined up that I do want to address, and we can go from there. I don't really have anything too important here to bring on here tonight. I didn't promote the show too much or advertise it. It's kind of spur of the moment. There's not too many other podcast is going on right now on Blog Talk. You know, but just real quick, though, to touch base one more time on that. You know, studies from such liberal places like the National Bureau of Economic Research all the way to Yale University claiming that this extra $600 in benefits distributed earlier in the pandemic had limited labor supply effects and likely didn't distinctivize work. So that's just one of the things. So the more money they give, it's just there's conflicting reports on that. But it's quite obvious if you pay to stay home, you're not going. Nobody wants to go to work. I hear that rumor all the time going around out there. Let me see. Let me check the call board here. All right. Well, we got the private callers. Let's see what they got to say. All right. Go ahead, private caller. That's what you want to say, huh? Waited all that time for that one, huh? All right. That's the intelligence there. That's what you got in the workforce. So, all right, go ahead, private caller.
Hello, is it true that Bert Colucci did not bail out of jail because his sex life has significantly improved inside?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask him that.
Also, is it a fact that Bridget's breast milk kills more brain cells than vodka?
Bridget who? I don't know any Bridget. I never met a Bridget in my life, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on.
All right, there you go. You're out of questions there, pal. Now when you start telling me what I'm supposed to know, then I got to hang up on you, you know? Don't know any Bridget. And as far as Bert goes, you have to ask him. So, and I don't think he's on the podcast here tonight, and he's very busy, don't know what to tell you on that one. But the chat room, of course, is filled with a bunch of idiots, as usual. Where the hell is Ken? I don't know. Where is he? I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Oh, there's. I guess you're asking Ferrara that there. I don't know. Oh, yeah, okay. There's Internet Friend there. Now, where'd you get that picture, Internet Friend? Do you really look like that? That's, I'm telling you, man, you need to apply for a job at Coca-Cola or something as a bottle opener. You know, he put everybody out of work. But, he's a good-looking one there. I just want to know where you get that picture. There's no way nobody could look like that. So, no, I get a check from the government. Good. Good for you. Good for you. All right. I'm jealous of Internet Friend. Yep, okay. It'll be interesting conversations in the chat room, as always. They're just how come you guys don't call into the NSM platform? They won't let you in on there, huh? You guys are scared. You're all scared of the NSM. You come over, you wait until my show happens. You guys won't dare call in there. All right, let me get my next story up here running. Let's see here. Let me send a message here to their New World Order, okay?
Greetings from the Sons of Liberty. We received this communication from the Rogue Nation and Eternal Militia. It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the Internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps, for you would rather tickle a tiger's ass inside a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we the people take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. A communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to...
All right, all right. Yeah. Well, that's a good message. I mean, that's been around for a couple of years now, so nothing's going to happen. The Republic is, you know, this debate there about the Constitution is very, very interesting, though. A lot of people are becoming angry that the Constitution is not protecting them, that it's not like getting up and arresting politicians it's like the Constitution is supposed like this amazing piece of armor that's supposed to protect us. You know, the Constitution is only there if we want to use it. You know, I just don't understand what people don't understand about the Constitution. And they don't understand what happened and why we're not under the Constitution. But the Republic restored the original de jure system there back in 2011. And I'm going to read some of that there for some people here tonight. So this way here we can get that on record. So bear with me and then I'll get back to the callers here. Hopefully we get some intelligence on here because it's quite boring listening to nonsense. It really is. I mean, if you want to have a discussion, that's fine. We could do that. But, let's see, resource library. Let's see, executive summary. Hang on a second here. We got to get this up here. Resource. It'll probably be in the resource library here. Hang on. That's old. Let's see. Where would it be? No, it's Northwest Ordinance. Where's that at? Supposed to be in the resource library. All right, hang on. I got to get this pulled up here. And I can't because I have to watch the board because if I let somebody talk, you never know with these private callers here. Let me go back here. Proclamation. There it is. Okay, it should be there. All right. Hang on. Hold on. Open up. All right, Republic of the United States here. Republic for the United States of America. Declaration of Sovereign Intent, Proclamation of Claim and Interest of the Republic of the United States of America. Okay, and this is signed here, okay, it was submitted to, to April 30th, 2012, proclaimed by we the people on the Republic for the United States of America, presented to the United States of America Joint Chiefs of Staff, the International Court of Justice, the Universal Postal Union, the United Nations. And it's stamped, sealed, blah, blah, blah. It's got its secured ID, all that stuff. All right. Actually, it was so I'll read a little bit of it here for you, and then I'll take calls. Okay, so there was a big thing the other night. The reason why I'm talking about this is because there's a big thing on the other podcast there where they said, the Republic was restored in 2011. I don't know about you. Life ain't better for me since 2011. You know, I guess the Constitution's supposed to jump down off the mantle and wipe your ass for you. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what you're getting at. You know, you got to get out there. You know, the problem is everybody's so darn divided. All right, well, anyway, very important here. I'm going to put this on record, okay? Form and by limited sovereign authority delegated by we the people on the Republic for the United States of America to the United States of America, Department of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and to the world and all peoples and all public and private persons and United States and municipal corporation and all subsidiaries thereof, ETAL, the International Court of Justice at The Hague and the United Nations and the Universal Postal Union, UPU, and we the people in God we trust present hereby serve notice of claim and interest and continue in peace and offer conditional forgiveness and whereas we the people proclaim order, hold, continue, honor, and abide by the Declaration of Sovereign Intent. See Exhibit 1. Of course, I'm not going to read all that for you. Instituted by presentment on behalf of we the people, and whereas we the people presented on the Declaration of Sovereignty for the Republic of the United States of America, July 2010, see Exhibit 2, to the following, the Committee of 300, the International Court of Justice, the United Nations, and the Universal Postal Union. We the people claim all rights and uses pursuant to the Flag Act 1777, Flag Act 1794, Flag Act of 1818, and Flag Act of 2011. See Exhibit 3. We the people claim all rights and uses pursuant to Seal Act 1782, including the de jure United States of America Great Seal, and we the people claim all rights and uses for the phrases, words, and letters of combination to the Republic of the United States. The Republic of the United States, the Republic for the United States, Republic for the United States, Republic for the United States, Republic of the United States, Republic of the United States, the United States, United States, the Republic of the United States of America, the Republic of the United States of America, the Republic for the United States of America, Republic for the United States of America, Republic for the United States of America. And these are all caps, small caps, whatnot. They're mixing them up, whatnot, okay? All right, so just in case, because you guys can't see it. It's very important. This stuff's very important. That's why they get your rear ends in a sling, because you don't know what you're talking about. You know, you're dumbed down. Go eat another Twinkie, you know, at the 7-Eleven. United States of America, United States of America, all right. All right, United States of America, 1789, Exhibit 2B, the United States of America, it was as alternate forms and denote Republic for the United States of America and all deviations and variations thereof. Stamped and sealed, we the people reserve all the rights, uses for the abbreviations, phrases, words, and letters combined. USA, U.S., guns, goes on, but all the abbreviations thereof. Okay, with respect to Article 1 of the Treaty of Amity, Commerce, and Navigation, herein after, referred to as the Jay Treaty, signed at London, November 19, 1794, ratified June 24, 1795, at Philadelphia, and now comes we the people, sufficient notice affirming, claiming, accepting, adopting, and asserting that, whereas we the people are all created equal, and whereas we the people by natural birthright, and sovereign rights held by indigenous power, live inherent freedom granted by the Almighty Creator, by divine providence, and whereas we the people are named successor, parties in interest, and as rightful heirs to the Constitution, c. 1791, with lawful right of claim for the Republic, for the United States of America, have re-inhabited the jure government, which was abandoned under duress and replaced by officers and employees of the United States Municipal Corporation, also this series, thereof ETAL, and all others committing such fraud, usurping the sovereignty of the people by fraud and deception. And whereas we the people of recognize the absolute right of people to contract with the United States Municipal Corporation and its subsidiaries ETAL, and whereas we the people stand in agreement on an act of to provide governance for the District of Columbia, Exhibit 4, dated February 21st, 1871, which states in part may contract and be contracted with, and whereas we the people hold absolute unlimited right to contract and not to contract with any corporation, we hold and determine that the United States Municipal Corporation abused the letter of the law, and the founders of the United States Municipal Corporation acted and contracted with all intent by not giving full disclosure to we the people. Okay? Mr. John Doe, where are you? I think that paragraph belongs to you there. And whereas we the people hold the founders of the United States Municipal Corporation deceived us into involuntary servitude as corporate subjects without us knowingly and willingly giving consent. According to law, consent of we the people is required before elected officials of the United States Municipal Corporation may act, and the Articles of Confederation formed governance by a Senate to represent only the states when the Senate delegates under the authority of the Articles of Confederation, wrote in the Constitution for the United States of America in 1787. The people were given representation along with the states, at which time the states were united together, forming a republican form of governance with three branches. The United States of America, thus the people became the sovereigns and joint heirs, not the states. Very important right there. Okay, this is what I'm reading from here. That's, you know, just letting you know what's out there. Whereas we the people hold contract by deception is not contract and is contrary to law. No law shall be passed impairing obligation of contracts as guaranteed by Article 1, Section 10 in the Constitution of the United States of America, 1791. And whereas we the people hold there is no one with sufficient standing, authority, or ability to counter, memorize, or abrogate, or rebut, or our documented evidence and the self-evident truths, and whereas we the people, as a paramount party to the treaty, again, 1814, provide notice and our original jurisdiction and of our capacity as sovereigns over any trespassing foreign municipal corporations such as the United States ETAL or their agents, employees, representatives, officials, or contractors, A through Z, 1 through 301, ETC, Electora, and whereas we, the people, hereby hold, claim, enforce, and continue, take, and accept respective jurisdictions on the land with and bounds of said union and lawful authority thereof to self-determination by accepting responsibility for all Republic acts and actions, and whereas upon lawful proof of valid claim by any party, the Republic for the United States of America will negotiate said claim with the claimant, since it is the best interest of we the people to satisfy our lawful obligations and commodity and mutual peace with all nations, and whereas with respect to Article 1 of the Jay Treaty, the Jay Treaty limits any person, including corporations and other subdivisions of the Crown, to inferior position with respect to we the people, and we the people affirmed by overture, dictum in UN Charter 1950. Continuous in enforce and effect, limiting and preventing state parties from using treaties or other instruments to increase their control over domestic citizens. Okay? Now, there's another two paragraphs here, okay, and then it goes on and on and on. But the other night, the reason why I'm reading some of this here is because people say, oh, the Constitution, what good is it doing us? What good is it doing us? You know, well, you talk about the Constitution, quoting this, quoting that. You know? And what that, and then, you know, and of course there was other conversations that night, you know, where we were talking about pedophiles and whatnot, and you know, pedophile, you know, this and that, you know, it does. It's my personal opinion you should be held in jail indefinitely until you have a trial, you know, arguing about nonsense about that. With the Constitution doesn't address that anyway, bail. Obviously, we're talking to people that have never read it, the document, but claim to be American and wholeheartedly love this country so much that they want to stand up and change it, but they've never even read the freaking founding document yet. Okay? Remember, you have to, you know, you can't get out there and talk about revolution changing things if you want to get out there and not have some sort of foundation to stand upon. Do I claim to know it all? No. I know very little. But I do know that the Constitution and the de jure form of republic was re-inhabited. And it's there for all the people to accept and take back. But you people don't want to do it. You like this game, I guess. You like it. You like Dollar Trees burning down. You like flipping cars over upside down. You like defunding police departments. You like going to court 19 times to be told to go home again. You like all this stuff. You like being kidnapped and thrown in a concrete box. You like being arrested because there's no crime that was committed, there's no injured party, just because somebody said so. You like all this stuff. You like being taxed to death. You want to pay $10 a gallon for gas eventually. You must like it. You like all the interest rates, money lent to you, your own money that you created with your own signature at the bank. You love it. You must. You must like your mother, your father getting beat over the head and mugged walking through any city in America today. You must like these conditions.
We just need more cops, yeah.
No. You like the immorality.
Well, we can't have God in the schools. It's a member separation of church and state.
No, had nothing to do with it. And separation of church and state was all about the state not getting involved in the church, but okay? Otherwise, why the heck would you have the copy of the Ten Commandments or a Bible in a courtroom then? Think about it. People don't, and 14th Amendment slave, people don't get it. Two words changed. Citizen, person. Citizen, person. Now go to Black's Law Dictionary and look him up. Big difference. 2 and 2 don't equal 5, does it? The law is your remedy. Peacefully, you can lawfully restore your country, the republic. You can. Stop worrying about the freaking chicken wing down the street or the potato on the other side of the block. Stop worrying about the football and the dumb bowl and start freaking paying attention to the law and the remedy. that the law gives you, we the people. Stop worrying about the Republican and Democrat Party. Stop worrying about Washington, D.C. Because that's a corporation.
My tax dollars, you know what I'm sick and tired about, Joe? Always my tax dollars, my tax.
You don't have any tax dollars. The Federal Reserve took that over in 1913. Okay? They give you paper receipts, debt-based notes. Did you learn that in economics class by any chance? No. Probably not. You probably still haven't even know what civics is because they did away with civics, I think, in 1989 in high school. So you didn't take civics class either. You need to go and get off Facebook, MeBook. Stop taking the selfies. Stop dancing on TikTok. Okay? And go to a law library or start. You got the whole freaking world at your fingertips as far as documents and things to access. To remedy your rights right now, today, instead, you want to go dance or on TikTok or whatever it may be. Because I'm going to tell you right now, China and Russia, they know all this stuff. They know it. And all the other countries most likely do too. The only people that don't know it is the dumb idiot Americans because we're too busy fighting with each other over nonsense.
That's mine. It's my way. It's my way. It's me way. That's mine. What's mine is yours. Yours is mine. No. No, no, no.
There's no second place. Not everybody's a winner. And that's the way it's going to be. And if you're overweight, you're out of shape. That's it. It's not, you're overweight, you look healthy. Yeah, man. Eat more. Debating with somebody on social media today. Telling me I'm a jerk. Because somebody is 250 pounds overweight, getting ready to die of a heart attack, and everybody's telling them, you're healthy, don't worry about it. You look beautiful. Have we gone mad? Have you gone mad? The person's a freaking fat slob. That's it. Help the person. Don't aid and abet it. Come on. That's freaking crazy. Maybe. Maybe. We need to let this thing just go down the tubes and start all over. But it ain't going to happen in my lifetime. I won't see anything start over. I'll may see it go down the tubes. So what are you leaving to your children and your grandchildren? Well, I have children, and I don't want to leave something like that to them. So that's why I'm talking about it. But all I can get is some idiot in the chat room who looks like a cartoon character talking about, F this, Joe, F that, and you're doing this and doing that. You know, I mean, come on. Grow the hell up. What the hell's wrong with you? Think life's a joke? Big joke. Everything's a joke, huh? That's because you never have been put in that position yet or been in a very bad situation that may cost you your life. You haven't been put in those positions yet because life is a joke to people like that. Or they love making other people miserable. You know, they want to argue. Hey, man, you want to argue? Go ahead and get your own podcast show. Man, you can get one for free. Go ahead. Nobody wants to argue. I would like to hear people discuss things and have a rational. See, we get to that level, though, where we can't go any farther. It's like a plateau of knowledge that we can't go past for some reason. We almost get there sometimes with a lot of good people. But just something just keeps knocking us back down on these podcast shows. You know, the other night discussing the same darn topic, and people were telling me about stuff, and I said, I'd get a whole freaking podcast show on it 3 days ago. Weren't you listening? You know, but yet you want to criticize me. Unreal. Go to the, listen, man, you could read that document. I just read some of it to you. Go to the Republic for the United States of America. www.republicoftheunitedstates.org, and you can look up that document and read it yourself. You'll see all the fancy little stamps and everything else on there because everyone likes colors, right? Everything's got to look good. That's what Americans like. And you'll see it's got all the nice little numbers on there. That's what everybody loves. And it's got all the credentials backing it up. It's a document. It's a real document. And that's what people fought for back in 2010 that I was talking about. No, we weren't marching in the street yelling at people. Okay? We had hundreds of thousands of people working behind the scenes around the world giving you your republic. And this is the thanks we get. Well, that's fine by me, but just freaking don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Because people did lose their lives. People did go to prison for a long time. For you, what do you care? Hell, you don't even believe in Jesus Christ, most of you. You know, you don't even care about that either. So why should you care? That's why I'm saying there has to be a divide here. There has to be a cleanup somehow. I mean, I don't believe in tearing you rounding people up or doing anything crazy like that, but there has to be some sort of gathering here of the masses. I mean, there's just the waste products out there, because there's a lot of it. You want to have fun? There's plenty of time to have fun after you fix everything. I want to do it now. I don't know. Yeah, take callers. Stop whining. All right. Whatever. Why don't you call in there? Wait, idiot. All right, private caller. Let's see what the private caller's got to say. I'll go down the line. Go ahead, private caller. There we go. First one, right off the bat. I don't do the screening process. That's why. Let's see another one here. Let's go another one. Here we go. Probably another jerk. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Tony Farrar, and all you do is criticize and villainize gays and Democrats. You know, I have families that cross the border living in my garage. And Ken and I have threesomes with them. We have burritos and cannolis, and I give them my hot dog. And you need to admit that Bridget left you for a Hispanic illegal alien, and you sent homosexual pictures to Pastor Ken. You need to stop villainizing the gay community. Gay marriage is fine.
Said that already.
Even though you're lucky. And what is your personal view on gay marriage?
I don't have a personal view because I'm not gay. How can I have a personal view on gay marriage if I'm not gay?
Well, online, Bridget said that when you guys split...
shut up. I don't want to hear what somebody else said. You tell me what you said. I don't care what somebody else said.
You also had gay sex when you were in...
All right, here he goes. I don't want to hear what someone else said. You tell me what... You can't speak for someone else. So I'm going to open up your mic one more time. Can you speak for yourself? See, that's the problem. You must fear or be afraid of what you actually are... To always be quoting someone else. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Tony Farrar. I found pictures on Ken's computer that you sent dick pics. You are a homosexual. I think it was you. I don't know if it was the real you, but it looked like your information.
That makes
on
a lot of sense. You think it was me, but you don't know if it was the real me. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm confronting you live on air that I believe it was you.
What are you confronting?
Did you do? Are you sending dick pics to Pastor Ken? Because it looks like your IP address and picture on there. And you've harassed me before. You said awful things about me on air.
I did, about you.
And you.
About you, I did. About you? What did I say awfully about you? What did I say?
You have villainized me. And
no, that's not the question. That's not the question. Again, what did I say awful about you?
You said
since you can't remember, let me do it again. You're a complete idiot, bottom-dwelling moonbat that's really lower than a maggot. Because a maggot serves a purpose. You serve no purpose. There. Okay? Now you can remember that one. Next caller. Go ahead. All right. That's enough noise. All right. So we don't got any more of any type of intelligent callers out there here tonight. That's fine. But that's the phone number, 657-383-0616. You guys, the thing, stuff's probably, I'm going to try to edit this stuff out, so I might leave it in there to show how dumbed down that the callers are on Blog Talk Radio. Ferrara there. What was your problem with Tony Talk there? They sent me an email talking about that you got his show suspended or something. I don't know. Something along those lines. I don't know. He says it couldn't have been me or what's the other guy there? Chuck or what's his name there? Doug or something? I don't know. Some email or whatever. So, I don't know. Which one's Ferrara there? I'll bring you on one more time there, Ferrara. Which one are you? Because I don't want to, you know, get that noises. Go ahead, Ferrara. All right. Next, Ferrara. I think this is Ferrara. Go ahead, Ferrara. Is that you? Or
this is Predator.
Go ahead. No, Doug. All right, Doug. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just the trolls. Just hang up on them. They're full of shit. You know,
they
have no life. And it's all they can't talk about the Constitution. And let me tell you, the Second Amendment, if you read the whole amendment, it says about the militias. Now, maybe we need to arm ourselves and guard the border to keep guys like this Farrar out. Because guys like this, I don't want to share a country with. That guy was sick.
He is a sick, perverted one. He sure is. I got to agree with you on that one.
Yeah. And, you know, guys like, I mean, I might drink a lot of beer. And, you know, I prefer my German Shepherd shaved asshole to a real woman.
Yep.
But
really? So you're queer too, right? So you're queer too. You like bestiality. All right, so we got the transvestite community out tonight in full force, or the Morphidites, whatever you want to call them. Well, how many names you guys got now, anyway? You got a hero there running for governor, right? The governor there, Caitlyn Jenner, or whatever, Bruce Jenner, whatever they call him, want to call himself. Hey, you got a hero out there in California. You guys will almost be from California, huh? All right, well. Obviously, I can see I go down the line here. I just nothing but private callers, so I just keep bumping into the same nonsense. So at least I got that information out there tonight. So what we'll do is, let's see here. What shall we play here to wrap up the podcast here? Because let's play a little bit of – let's play 18 minutes of this right here. Here we go. Wake some people up here.
We are being baptized into slavery. We are being initiated into total tyranny. A psychiatric / police state grid where if you're seen yelling at your children, they're taken. Not even a law. Not even real courts set up under the eugenics courts. What courts do you think issued orders to have people sterilized in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? Over 500,000 women in the U.S., the eugenics courts, you know them as the family courts. You know them as that system where the judge and the CPS, no jury, to protect the children, there's no jury, can't trust the citizens. They say we decide yelling at your children. Now, yelling at your wife. London Telegraph, France to criminalize.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. It is Sunday, the 9th day of January, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Jim Marr.
That's an old one. We got an old one there. Hang on. That was an old one. I don't want to play that one there. Where the heck is that new one? Maybe it didn't upload, huh? Unreal. All right, well, let's see here. Let's see if I get one more up here. It didn't take. All right. All right, well, to my friend over there up in New York there, I want to give a shout-out to my friend in New York. Thanks for that email. I appreciate it. You know, Thomas Jefferson, that's a good one. We're going to do a show the next time on Thomas Jefferson and some of the quotes that this guy says. I mean, Thomas Jefferson, we did one on Andrew Jackson. And Thomas Jefferson, I have the utmost respect for, and we're going to do a show on him coming up soon. I'm going to put something together with some quotes from Thomas Jefferson, because we need some of that, because there's, you know, we need some of the founding fathers and their quotes, you know, to help us out here in these times of trials. But let me see what we got out here for podcast shows here that's going on right now live. Let's see what we got going on. Maybe we can get into one of them here. And while we got time permitting, I thought we had maybe ran out of time here. All right, let's get to the live ones here, live upcoming. Let's see what we got playing right now. Let's see here. John the Baptist. Oh boy. Let's see here. No, nothing real good, huh? Real Talk Radio. What's that about? Real Talk Radio. What's that one about? That one's Yada. Well, Yada. And it figures Yada's got the most, you know, what the heck? Airwaves America. Let's see what that one's about. Let's see what that one's about there. Airwaves America. Let's see here. Oh, Bigfoot's in there. Let's see. Let's call into that one. See what we can see if we can call into that one. Listen, how much time they got left? Oh, they're getting ready to wrap it up, actually. Oh, well. Nope, they're shutting down. So, all right, can't do that. Okay. I thought they were had some more time there. So, okay, well, let's see. Well, I guess we're there's no more BTU shows coming, Blog Talk shows coming on? Well, I've got to wait till 9 o'clock when I'll see the new ones coming on. So I'll play something for a few minutes here, and we'll do that. Oh, my chat room got disconnected. Oh, too bad. Oh, well. I guess you guys got to call in then. All right, so we got to about 5 minutes left before we get to that one. So let's do this. We'll play this right here. This can take us over to 9 o'clock hour. Okay.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
A chance for the President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yes.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Oh, I love that. All right, let's see who we got here on the line here. Go ahead, private caller.
Yeah, this is Farrar. Is it true that Bridget's breast milk is more...
All right. There we go. They got the same idiots. The same idiots. All right, that's fine. Okay, it's Friday night. That's what I kind of anticipated anyway. But, you know, that's fine. Let's see what's going on Blog Talk Radio here. That's what I wanted to do. Maybe get onto a live show here. I shut my chat room off. I like booting everybody off. That's nice. I love that. All right, because they're all non. About six of them in there, too. Idiots. All right, let's see here. What do we got here? Oh, all right. Who's Eric Balkman? What the heck is he all about? Eric Balkman. Soul Tree Radio. Oh, Lord. Let's try this one here. Let's see, what are they talking about here? An annual two-hour episode. Host Eric Balkman, KFFSC Commissioner, give their live picks analysis. Oh, it's sports. Oh, nonsense. See, it's nonsense. They're giving away a cash prize, though, it looks like. All right, let's go to politics, see what they got going on in politics here. Yeah, well, there's not that much going on. No wonder why the ratings are down here on Blog Talk Radio on a Friday night. Huh? Man, we used to pound it on Friday. We used to have these airwaves. I remember we used to, what, Delicom was on here? We'd have these phone lines jammed. Christmas night, I remember. I did a show on Christmas night about 2-3 years ago. Man, it was, we had this thing going, man. We had more callers than I can handle. Now, nothing. I guess everybody's going someplace. Ongoing discussion on oppression, injustice, inflicted. That's not live now, is it? No, that's tomorrow. All right. No, there's nothing on. Nothing on here. Nothing really on here. Let's see what's this. Well, let's click on this one. Try that one. I can't get none of these shows up here. This one just started. Don't Catch Feelings with BB14. Don't Catch Feelings. Unreal. This is the Blog Talk has gone down. Let's see here. Let's go to religion. Religion always got some. See, we're just scanning BTR here. Let's see here. We're live right now. Episode Wall That Blocks Pastor John Kyle with Authority and Power, Dr. Brother Buddy live tonight. All right, let's see what he's got to say. You know, I don't have a chat room. Uh-oh. Let's see here. Our going home to heaven is nearer than when we began our race. Oh, boy. Let's see here. Creating Satan's super soldiers. What? God gives grace to the humble and resists the proud. I wonder if they're taking live callers here. Let's try giving them a call. What do you think? Let's see what they got to say here. I ain't got nobody on my line here that wants to. What did I do with that pen here? We'll call this show here. See what's going on here tonight. Oh boy, my usual. I tell you what. Yeah, Mendelicon passed away, guys. And anybody didn't know that, Mendelicon passed away. So he was he used to come on this podcast all the time. Jessica, I don't know what the heck happened to him. He's gone. I mean, with COVID, he gave victims of COVID. I mean, what's going on here? You know, so there are a lot of people who are gone. John Son, remember him? He was on here for a while. Well, maybe they're just fishermen trying to set you up, and I just didn't take the bait. I don't know. Maybe they are just, who knows? Let's see here. All right, let's try calling this one here. All right. I don't know. Who's this private caller that keeps wanting to talk? I mean, what do you want? I mean, you want to play noises all night? I mean, come on. You know? Now, let's see here, 527. Let's see if we can get a hold of them. 527. And call this Blog Talk show. See what they're talking about. Could be something pretty good. 48. If not, I'm going to get the heck out of here myself. What the heck? And I'm going to check this private caller here. Sarge, if that's you, I'll bring you on. But I don't know if it's Sarge. I don't know where he's at tonight.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Turn that one off. Unreal. They're going to play Beep. What's that about? I might have to listen to this guy here. What do you want? What do you want? Private caller.
This is the, yeah, this is the real Doug. That other guy was not me. I'm calling in to say that was not me. And
so this is
thank
the real
you.
Homosexual idiot, right? This is the real idiot.
No. No.
What's your
but
problem?
I do wanna...
What's your problem? What do you want with me? What are you hounding me for? What do you want?
I just want to say thank you. You taught me that it's okay to sleep with your children naked.
All right, you jerk. You know what you are? Listen, you know what you are? You're a bottom-dweller retard. You probably don't have a job. You came out of your grandma's nodded out on medication right now, so that's why you're coming up using her phone, okay? Go back to the basement and stay there, all right? Stay out of your grandma's pocketbook, okay? You're a bottom-dweller maggot moonbat. Get lost. Oh, Lord. All right. Yeah, 814. Go ahead, 814.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You're breaking up on bad on me there, partner. I think I can hear you better now. I can hear you now.
Yeah, this is Doug.
Yes, Doug.
The real Doug.
The real Doug, okay.
Yeah. That was Mike Hunt that just called you. Couldn't you tell?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I know it was.
Yeah, what do they want? I mean, what do they want to haunt me for? I mean, what's the purpose of this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're haunting me, too, by using my name, saying I'm that, they're me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do that, yeah. You got to be careful. Don't feed into it, you know what I mean? Just don't feed into it.
Yeah.
What's
they're
on your mind?
People. Well, what do you think is going to happen now? What?
I said they're bottom dwellers, these people. Pastor Ken and them. What's a Pastor Ken? What is that? Ken Fish, you know, you know what I mean?
That's some other show, I guess.
Yeah. So what's up? What's on your mind, man?
What do you think Biden's going to do next?
Well, Biden doesn't do anything. He's told what to do. You know that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
you're right.
I don't know, man. I think what he's going to do is he's going to continue. They say the Constitution is going to be suspended sometime in this summer. That's what they claim. I don't know. What's going to happen then? A false flag? I don't know. You know, that's what I hear. Rumors, anyway.
Yeah. Well, buy your bullets and beans and get ready, boys. Lock and load. See you later,
that's
Joe.
That's what they say. I don't know, but people keep saying that. But you know what? I see daily life just going on normal. Just people are becoming more and more corrupt. I said, in my opinion, anyway. Yeah, I'm losing you. I don't know. You must be on a satellite phone or something. Hey, bro, you're fading away on me, fading away. I got your friend here right here, though, this guy right here, Ferrara. He's waiting on hold right here. Go ahead, Ferrara. What do you want? No? Private caller? No?
Oh, it's me.
Well, these guys are something else, let me tell you. Let's go back to this show. There we go. You guys need some music. What do you think of that one? The whole world's gone nuts. I think maybe I stepped into the twilight zone here tonight. 814. I don't know.
Can
where
you
I
hear
have
me?
You. Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Well, I was
I
trying to talk to you.
I know, but I can't hear you. You keep fading away.
How come the guys that come on your show end up in federal prison?
I don't know.
Like,
why is that?
Like Barry and that other guy from the Nazi party.
I know. What's going on with that? Maybe I'm smarter than they are. Maybe they're just coming on here running their mouth too much. You know what I mean? Maybe you just need to be careful what you say, you know? Be responsible with your words, you know? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. There goes my phone, my cell phone. Who's calling me during my podcast show? Hang on.
Probably J-Bo.
You never know. You never know nowadays. But anyway, what's up? So I don't know why they end up. What do you think? What do you think the problem is?
You might be a Fed.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I wish I was getting paid like one. what's a Fed anyway? What is a Fed? I don't know. What is a Fed?
Someone who gets fed a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Fed. I got fed. You know. I mean, I don't know. At the store, I don't know what Fed. What's a Fed? A federal what? A Fed? Fed? What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know. What's going on with these guys? What do you think? Barry isn't Barry out though? Isn't he free or something? Didn't they get free all those guys?
No, I heard he got 100 years.
No, he didn't. Get out of here. Are you serious? You can't
no,
get
I'm
sentenced
Doug.
That quick.
This is Doug.
Well, Doug.
Not serious.
Well, Doug, where did you see this at? You give me misinformation, Doug?
No, I wouldn't do that. I saw it on CNN. Come on.
No way. No way. You're joking, right?
It's called the Completely Real News Network.
The Completely Real News Network? Well, I mean, that's a good abbreviation. Completely new, real. Well, anyway, what else? What else on your mind, Doug? Anything important?
Oh, that's. No.
What do you do for a living, Doug? I never asked you. What do you do?
I'm a machinist.
A machinist, okay. And what's a machinist do? Like, what type of machinist? Like a pianist,
metal?
Pianoist, you know, I mean, or a machinist, you know. You got that ist after it. That's why it confuses me, you know.
I make things out of metal on a lathe. A CNC lathe.
All right. So you work hard. You're a hard worker then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you work hard every day. What do you think of these people getting everything for free? With your hard-earned tax dollars.
What do you think about it?
Tax dollars? You don't have no tax dollars.
Oh, I pay my
taxes. Well, taxes. Everybody pays their taxes. You can't go nowhere without paying taxes. You can't buy a stick of chewing gum without paying taxes, right?
Right.
I mean, come on. Some people pay more than others. Is that, you know, that's what they like, the slaves fighting with each other, you know, at each other's throats, you know?
Yeah.
One senator said to another senator, he said, put white armbands on all the slaves, right? And the senator said, no, that's a bad idea. He said, why not? Because they'll see how many of them there are, and they may revolt. Right?
Wow, that was a horrible joke.
Yeah.
That was horrible. That was horrible.
Well, it's just a lesson. That's what they do to us, you see? We don't know how many slaves. We're all slaves to the system. The new world order coming. What do you think? How long before we take the microchip? What do you think?
You got a phone?
Yeah.
You got the microchip then already.
Yeah, but I'm not forced to buy or sell yet with it. Right? They're getting there, though, right? Yeah, they're getting there.
Right.
So
right.
I got a microchip already. Wow. But
well,
it's not in my forehead.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, how many years do you think we're off from that, though?
A couple hundred.
A couple hundred years? Yeah, okay. Well, maybe Dr. Peter Ventura. What do you think of that guy, huh?
Which one?
He
the real one or the fake one?
Well, not the fake one, of course. That guy's an idiot, the other guy. Dr. Peter Ventura, he says, well, you know, in a couple of years, we're going to be raptured out of here. You could read it in the Song of Solomon in your Bible. You ever read your Bible? The Song of Solomon. Yeah. Says it right there. It tells you exactly when the end is.
No, because God says no one knows when the end is.
He knows the season. And the season is springtime, the month of May. What do you think? Think we'll be raptured out of here this month?
I hope so.
I don't know. All it takes is one of those nuclear weapons to get launched at Israel, And then God intervenes. And guess what? When God intervenes, the Antichrist steps in and says, I did it. And everybody believes him. Because nobody believes God, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Right.
See, that's how they trick everybody.
It's like
and then imagine
Peter
that.
Paul
hey,
said.
What do you think about when John said in the book of Revelation, he sees a statue. He says that the image comes alive and talks. What do you think he was talking about there? A flat screen TV, right? Right? It says it came alive and spoke. You know what I mean? When he walked into the temple. So that's a TV. That's a TV, obviously, right? A flat screen TV. You see? Yeah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Doug, I guess you have a good night there. You about sound like you're about ready to pass out there. But I'll leave you with the microchip scenario here tonight if you want. It's about, you know, and then I'll start getting ready to wrap it up.
Hey.
I got to do some editing.
I wanted to say a quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to quote Pastor Peter Paul Ventura.
Go ahead.
When God laughs, it's not funny.
There you go. When God laughs, it's not funny. Okay.
Amen. Good night.
I guess he
didn't
laugh.
Good night.
All right, you too. Let's play the microchip there for him, huh?
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I know.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my eye.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having one planted in my ass. Why not? Hey, what
in the
hell?
End, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip. For at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary separatist identification, thus conceit, has served to create a controlled population, utterly malleable in the hands of the few. Divide and conquer is the motto. And as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this, and they also know that if people ever realize the truth of their relationship to nature and the truth of their personal power, the entire manufactured zeitgeist they prey upon will collapse like a house of cards.
The whole system that we live in drills into us that we're powerless, that we're weak, that our society is evil, that it's fragmented, etc. and so forth. It's all a big fat lie. We are powerful, beautiful, extraordinary. There is no reason why we cannot understand who we truly are, where we are going. There is no reason why the average individual cannot be fully empowered. We are incredibly powerful beings.
Now, I think I spent 30 years of my life, in the first 30, trying to become something. I wanted to become good at things. I wanted to become good at tennis. I wanted to become good at school and grades and everything I kind of viewed in that perspective. I'm not okay the way I am, but if I got good at things, you realize that I had the game wrong. The game was to find out what I already was.
We've been trained for individual differences to stand out. So you look at each person, immediately it is brighter, dumber, older, younger, richer, poorer, and we make all these dimensional distinctions, put them in categories and treat them that way. And we get so that we only see others as separate from ourselves in the ways in which they're separate. And one of the dramatic characteristics of experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you, not different from you, and experiencing the fact that which is essence in you and which is essence in me is indeed one. The understanding that there is no other. It is all one. And I wasn't born Richard Alpert. I was just born as a human being. And then I learned this whole business of who I am and whether I'm good or bad or achieving or not, all that's learned along the way.
The old appeals to racial, sexual, religious chauvinism, to rabid nationalist fervor are beginning not to work. A new consciousness is developing which sees the earth as a single organism and recognizes that an organism at war with itself is doomed.
Life's like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. And it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid ever. Because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account,
my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we'll kill those good guys
and try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok?
But it doesn't matter. Because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want.
It's only the choice. No effort, no work, no job, no
savings of money. Just a choice right now between fear and love.